I owed the IRS $10,000.
The IRS garnished my wages.
They put a lien on my house.
The IRS is the most powerful collection agency in the world. They do not give up until you pay.
I couldn't sleep. We were being audited. I called Tax Solutions Now, and a great big weight was lifted off my shoulders.
I called Tax Solutions Now, and they got the IRS off my back.
Tax Solutions Now had my wage garnishment lifted in 48 hours.
Tax Solutions Now can get you help. Our agents know the rules, can stop the pain, and get you the best deal. We connect you with a team of former IRS agents and tax professionals who will get the IRS off your back.
We saved our home and overcame the most powerful collection agency in the world.
Call Tax Solutions Now. Time is running out.
Call 800-979-0166. 800-979-0166. 800-979-0166. 800-979-0166.
Come fly with me, let's fly away.
Welcome to Travel with Stephanie Abrams.
Exotic booze, there's a bar in Far Bombay.
Well, I'm so glad you're with us this hour. Remember to go to travelers411.com and click on podcasts. Every show, every interview, every everything, podcast for a year. Simultaneously, we archive the audio of sabrams.com at sabrams.com and travelers411.com of every show. And you'll find that you can click forever and ever and hear the real experts in the travel industry, the people who deliver the products and services and are involved up to their eye teeth every day in being there on behalf of visitors. And you'll find all of that along with show notes and photos and all kinds of good stuff. You know, there's a reason we win awards every year for our family of award-winning websites. So check out sabrams.com and travelers411.com. And we had some loose ends left over from an interview I did recently with Siobhan Byrne, who's the head of Adams and Butler. And you can visit their site at adamsandbutler.com. And we're going to go off to Dublin, Ireland, where she's waiting to talk with us right after this.
Stephanie Abrams Travel Show is brought to you in part by the Boston Symphony Orchestra. It's Super Sundays on the Tanglewood Grounds in Lenox, Massachusetts, every Sunday through August 27th. Between noon and 2, enjoy new and exciting events for all ages to enhance your Tanglewood experience. Activities take place at various locations throughout the grounds, like food tastings, face painting, family games, and more. Visit bso.org for more details.
Well, I am delighted that Siobhan Byrne, the shining light at Adams and Butler, based in Dublin, is on the line with us. And your company does such interesting things. You know, I just had the most remarkable experience, Siobhan, that you managed to bail me out of. And I'm very thankful for that. You know what that was?
No.
Well, I have, you know, I do my Stephanie Abrams Travel Fairy Godmother mission, and I have a lovely couple that I am sending to Ireland in September, and the husband is not interested in driving while they're there, and neither is she. And so I have them out at Fitzpatrick Castle for two nights, which they can easily get to from Dublin on the DART, the Dublin Area Rapid Transit, which will take about 20, 25 minutes from Dublin because they're going to be in Dublin for a few nights first and then go to Killiney in the kind of suburban area of Dublin. And I really wanted to get them out in the countryside. I have them going on a train trip with Ireland Rail Tours First Class one day while they're in Dublin. They're going to be going to Limerick and out to the Burren and the cliffs of Moher and into Galway and then back to Dublin on an escorted first class train tour. And But I wanted to get them, you know, out in the countryside where they can really spend, you know, more time in the East Coast area. And I was told there was only one company that would pick them up at Fitzpatrick Castle. And when I investigated that, I was less than pleased with the potential of what was going to happen there. And then I remembered you. Your whole company is based on doing things customized for people. And I thought, why didn't I think of Siobhan Byrne and Adams and Butler first? So thank you for coming to the rescue and helping me.
You're more than welcome.
And helping me to make this a very special trip. And when the couple comes back from Ireland, they're going to spend 2 nights in the Boston area and then back to Texas where they live. I'm going to get them on the air and maybe I can get you on at the same time and we can do a little catch up on their experiences roaming about. But, you know, for those people that haven't heard you on radio with me in the past, maybe you can just give a little overview of what it is that the company Adams and Butler does.
Okay. Well, we're a sort of a tour operator that specializes in customized vacations for people. So whether they're traveling by themselves, like even one person, couples, a family, you know, a small group, or a multi-generational family if they're traveling. So we would, you know, arrange sort of itineraries for them around Ireland and Scotland and England based on their budget. So if they want a self-drive, if they wanted a driver, you know, if they wanted to rent a property and, you know, stay in a castle, for example, for a week, or if they wanted to for us to arrange an itinerary where they travel around Ireland or Scotland, or maybe they might, you know, want an itinerary based on a particular theme, like, you know, they might be really interested in knitting or, like I mentioned, Jewish heritage once before too, you know, castles, whiskey, gardens, you know, a folly tour, ghost tours, you know, you name it, we can do it.
Well, I do want to talk with you about a number of those areas you just ran through. And the first one being the Jewish heritage, because I heard, do you know the Irish author? I think she may live in the Dublin area. Her name is Ruth Gilligan. Have you heard of her?
I have heard of a person with a name like that, but I'm not sure if it's the same. I haven't heard a lot of them.
Well, apparently years ago, like 20 years ago, she wrote three books, three novels. And each novel was very much based on her own life's experiences. And when she finished with the three novels, she didn't feel like she had enough of interest in her own life and her own experiences to get another novel out of it. So fairly recently, and I can't tell you when the book was published, but it was, I just heard her on radio being interviewed about a month ago by some local person in the Albany, Western Massachusetts, Hudson Valley area. She wrote a book and she decided that this time, since she had no more in her life that she was willing to identify as worthy of being developed into fiction, she would pick a subject and do some research and write a book. And she decided to write a book about Jewish people in Ireland. And so she did her research and she wrote this book. I can't remember the name of it. I have to tell you, the book, when she, you know, explained the concept of the book and a little bit about it, it sounded interesting enough that, you know, I might actually buy it and read it, even though I'd like to get her by her neck and shake it a bit. And that's because when she was interviewed, and she was interviewed by an Irish descendant who had no information to, had she been interviewed by me, I would have said, now, wait a second there. Because she talked about how Jews settled in Ireland in the mid-1930s as Hitler was rising to power and people were looking for other places to live their lives. And then there was another influx, another settlement flow in the early 1950s. Well, hello. No, the first Jewish mayor of Cork was not that fellow whose name was, I don't know, Goldberg or Ginsburg or something like that in the 1970s or 80s. It was a fellow, was the mayor, the Lord Mayor of Cork in 1555. So this woman only missed by 400 years because there were Jews settling in the 1200s. They missed 400. What am I talking about? 400. Try 800 years. It was astounding to me that she presented this. There was nobody in the room with the fellow who was doing the interview to refute the misinformation she was giving people, and it made me just a little crazy. So when you mentioned the last time we were chatting and we had so much to talk about that you do Jewish heritage tours, I figured you and I need to talk and help set the record straight, especially for anybody that's heard Ruth Gilligan from Gilligan's Island, I guess, do an interview about her new book. I need my audience to be better informed. We're going to take a quick commercial break. We're going to come right back talking with Siobhan Byrne, the chief cook and bottle washer, head of Adams & Butler, a company you need to know about if you want to do Ireland to perfection in a customized way. This is Stephanie Abrams. Don't leave me.
Well, in the merry month of May, now from me home I started, left the girls and two were nearly broken hearted, saluted father dear, kissed me darling mother, drank a pint of beer, me grief and tears to smothered enough to reap the corn and leaf where I was born. God, a stout mix hard, a banished ghost, and goblets, a brand new pair of brogues to rot the love of the bogs and frighten all the dogs on the rocky road. It's a double of 1, 2, 3 for boy, hunt ahead and turn it down the rocky road, and all the ways to double and make for all the dogs. In Mullingar, the night I rested them so weary, started by daylight next morning light, and there he took a drop of the pure to keep me heart and shrink, and that's the paddy's cure when there he's up for drinking. They hear the lassie smile, laughing all the while at me curious style, with such a heart above him. They asked me was I hired and wages I required, till I was almost tired of the rocky road. To double and 1, 2, 3 for five, hunt a hare and turn her down the rocky road, and all the way.
Get your tickets now for a very special Boston Pop season at Symphony Hall. Keith Lockhart and the Boston Pops present a season-long tribute to the legendary John Williams with 10 concerts featuring his film scores from E.T., Jaws, Raiders, Star Wars, Harry Potter, and more. And it's a season filled with exciting debuts, beginning opening night May 10th with special guest Queen Latifah. America's Orchestra, the Boston Pops, has your table waiting. Call 888-266-1200 or visit bostonpops.org. Sponsored by Fidelity Investments.
What's your next great vacation plan? Did you know that from Hartford, you can fly to over 25 destinations in Europe with Aer Lingus, Ireland's four-star airline, so you could breeze through Bradley and dance through Dublin, all the way to the sights of Paris, Amsterdam, Frankfurt or London, or stop over in Ireland and squeeze in an extra vacation. And naturally, wherever you choose to fly to, you'll enjoy our award-winning Irish hospitality on board. When Smart wants great value fares to Europe, Smart flies Aer Lingus. Book now at aerlingus.com.
This is Stephanie Abrams with a personal invitation to join me in Saratoga Springs, New York on August 31st at Northshire Bookstore for my Meet the Author presentation of my novel, Rumors. You may know the quintessential Northshire Bookstore in Manchester, Vermont, an amusement park for people of all ages who love books. Northshire's newest unique bookstore is located at 424 Broadway in Saratoga Springs, New York, and is another playland for book lovers, where on August 31st, I'll be presenting Rumors starting at 6 p.m., followed by book signings. Please join me at Northshire Bookstore in Saratoga Springs, August 31st at 6 p.m. You can even get there on Amtrak. Be there, or we'll start rumors about you. Visit my blog at sabrams.com/blog. That's sabrams.com/blog.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right, General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for under $30,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet under $30,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait.
Call 800-605-5370, 800-605-5370. Call 800-605-5370.
Due to an upturn in the economy, Main Street Business Loans has pre-approved the release of millions of dollars in small business funding. Your business may already be pre-approved to receive up to $250,000. We've sent out millions of pre-approval letters. We see the economy growing, and our underwriters believe now is the time to invest in your business so you can grow faster and make more money. And we're prepared to give you up to $250,000 to do it. Your funds can be available in 5 days. There are no application fees, no annual fees, just quick access to up to $250,000. If your business did not receive your approval letter to get up to $250,000, call Main Street Business Loans Approval Desk now.
800-430-7570. 800-430-7570. 800-430-7570. That's 800-430-7570.
Biz Talk Radio.
This part of today's show is brought to you by Aer Lingus, Ireland's four-star airline. Get great value flights to over 25 European destinations with the option of stopping over for a fantastic vacation in Ireland. Book your flights today at AerLingus.com.
It's Travel with Stephanie Abrams.
On the line with me, live from Ireland, is Siobhan Byrne. She is the head of Adams and Butler, a very special tour operator. I hate to even say the words tour operator, because it's like calling a castle where you can overnight a hotel, because it really doesn't feel like any hotel you've ever been in. And Adams and Butler is a unique company that fine-tunes the travels of people who know what they want, and you're not going to find it by picking up some brochure and thumbing through until you find the package. They will create what fits the number of people in your group, the time of year you wish to go, the number of days you're going to be away, and the kind of experience you want to have. And they'll just make it all happen. And they have this stellar reputation for getting it right and dealing with some of the most sophisticated travelers and celebrity type fussy people, and doing it well and having them come back again and again. So if you're looking for perfection, you might want to start with Adams and Butler. Have I got that right, Siobhan?
That's perfect. Yeah.
So I couldn't
have said it better myself.
Yeah, I wanted to. I don't know. You do very well. I wanted to talk with you about the Jewish heritage tours in Ireland. Especially after, if you've just joined us, I heard an Irish author decided to write a book about something she knew nothing about and needed to do research. I don't know what kind of research she did, but according to her, the first settlement of Jews in Ireland happened in the 1930s, and that's only off by about 700-800 years. So I thought, let me get Siobhan on the phone and talk about when there are people who come to Ireland and they are interested in Jewish connections and Jewish history in Ireland, what do you do? Where do you take them? What do you point to?
Well, to be honest, one of the main places they visit is Dublin, because, as you know, one of the presidents of Israel, Chaim Herzog, you know, the home where he lived for a while, his father was the chief rabbi, is turned into a museum. And then they also go to Cork. And unfortunately, one of the synagogues has closed down there recently.
Yeah, but don't take me to Cork yet. Let's stay there with Chaim Herzog. Chaim Herzog's father was a rabbi in Belfast. And just around the time of, just after the Easter Rising and the partition of the Republic of Ireland and Northern Ireland into two different places, one being independent and the other, the North, being part of the UK. In 1919, the father, I want to say his name was Itzhak Herzog, moved the family to Dublin and became the chief rabbi of the Republic of Ireland in Dublin. And at some point, Chaim went to Israel as many young people do. The term for it is making Aliyah. He went to visit Israel, fell in love with the place, wasn't in a hurry to leave, and became ultimately president of Israel, and was very much an Irishman. And he is credited with being the person who is responsible for bringing the celebration of St. Patrick's Day to Israel.
Wow.
So, yeah, that's very cool. Now, you said the home that he lived in with his parents in Dublin, Chaim Herzog, is a museum. Now, that's something I don't know anything about. I have been to the Irish Jewish Museum, which is on that same street. It's in a row of townhouses in a very skinny road. I mean, if somebody parks on that street, nobody can get by. And if you walk out of the Irish Jewish Museum and make a right turn for about four or five houses, you'll see a building, a home, a townhouse with a big five-pointed star like you'd put on a celebrity's door, on the stage door of some, you know, backstage. And it's a big star, and it says, this is the site where the actor Barry Fitzgerald was born. And then they put underneath it Barry Fitzgerald's real name, because that wasn't his given name when he was born. And so both his first and last name was changed by the Hollywood, you know, those folks, that the studios that did such things. But it's on the same street as the Irish Jewish Museum. And when we were at the Irish Jewish Museum, it was, I guess, two townhouses together, and they were just buying another one next door, and they were going to expand the museum. And upstairs, there is a functioning synagogue in that building. But I haven't been back since they finished whatever they did with the building next door. Have you been there of late at all?
No, I haven't. Not since they've done that extension either.
Yeah, I got to get back there.
Yeah. But they've got quite a few donations, which is lovely. When our clients go there, a lot of them apparently left quite generous donations, which is nice. So they're very appreciative of the fact that we brought the clients there, because it allowed them, you know, it gave them more largesse in order to, you know, to fund the renovation and
right.
the extension.
Well, and if you leave that place and you go to the corner, you go out, instead of going right to Barry Fitzgerald's house, birthplace, you go left, and you come to the whatever that main street is there, and you make another left, you come to a little shopping center, and in that shopping center, you will find a kosher butcher, which I thought was adorable. So in any event, I mean, it just seems very sweet to me. Most of the synagogues, and there are many, I mean, there are so many places you go and you see a building and you know it once was a synagogue, it isn't anymore.
Well, that's the problem we're having in Cork, because the synagogue closed down there last year. I know they're meant to have 10 male worshippers, but they were saying it was three, and I think when they lost the third one,
yeah,
they closed, which is very, very sad.
Well, the thing is, in Judaism, everything is about community, and in order to have a community prayer meeting, whether it's held in somebody's house or it's held in a synagogue, there have to be 10 people. Now, I will tell you that by Orthodox tradition, that would be 10 men. But
yeah.
Decades and decades and decades ago, when Long Island, New York was growing as a bedroom commuter community of New York City, and the communities kept moving farther and farther east on Long Island, the men weren't home at sunset. They were still on the Long Island Railroad or the Long Island Expressway in their car, trying to get home on this at least 2-hour trip from New York City. And so the synagogues in places, for those of you listening in the area who know what I'm talking about, communities in Commack and Smithtown and Huntington and other places, they veered away from, it's got to be 10 male people. It just has to be 10 adults. 10 people who have been bar mitzvah, which means they're over 13. So often there might have been two or three men and seven women who were part of the minion. And I'm wondering if the people in Cork thought about being that liberal to include women to keep their minion. But in any event, we're going to take a quick commercial break and come back and find out about where you take people. I want to know, where is this house that is a museum that was the home of Chaim Herzog? We're going to find out when we come back. One more place I haven't seen in Ireland. Don't leave me. This is Stephanie Abrams. Looking for great island destinations that have beautiful beaches and amazing sightseeing and shopping? Try Malta. Hi, this is Stephanie Abrams. Just off the coast of Italy, with three islands for travelers to explore, you'll find walled cities, baroque towns, sleepy villages, gorgeous seaside resorts, wonderful hotels and spas, great restaurants, beautiful beaches, the spiritual paths of St. Paul, and the Cathedral of the Knights of the Order of St. John. Whatever your interest, you'll find it in Malta. Whether it's bustling fishing ports that provide you with an abundance of unique experiences, charming cafes, nightlife, clubs, restaurants, and glorious pastry shops that remind travelers of Baroque living, incredible architecture, historic forts, and a world of art, rare books, and botanical gardens, make Malta a must-visit experience. For details, go to visitmalta.com.
Sometimes business owners and entrepreneurs don't follow a traditional schedule. Well, that's where BizTV's Biz Club can work for you on your time. For only $5.95 a month, you can have over 200 hours of our fresh, original content on demand, anywhere, anytime. And with our search feature, you can quickly and easily find the topic or show you're looking for in seconds. Sign up today and see what you've been missing. Free for 7 days. Join the Biz Club. It's Biz TV on your time.
Imagine what it's like to be active your whole life and then find out you're going blind. I have age-related macular degeneration, or AMD. As a wife, mother, and grandmother, my sight is precious to me, so I was relieved to find that treatments for some forms of AMD are available, and research for additional treatments is underway. Call the Foundation Fighting Blindness today at 1-800-BLINDNESS for a free packet on reversing or managing AMD, or go to the website fightblindness.org, where I found so much helpful information. Call 1-800-BLINDNESS today.
Have you written a book and want to get it published? Then call Page Publishing ASAP. We're looking for authors of all types of books. And unlike most publishers, Page Publishing will take the time to review each and every book submitted to us. And we'll give you our feedback. And if we like what we read, we will get your book into bookstores and for sale online at Amazon, the Apple iTunes Store, Barnes & Noble, and other outlets. We handle everything. Editing, cover design, copyright protection, printing, publicity, and distribution. So if you've written a novel, children's book, cookbook, inspirational work, poetry, or a biography and want to get it published, call Page Publishing now for your free author submission kit. Your road to fame and fortune could very well start with this simple phone call.
888-785-0618. 888-785-0618. 888-785-0618. That's 888-785-0618.
My son was in the Army back during Desert Storm, but even then he wanted an MBA. He looked at a dozen schools, but only one offered the online education and flexibility he needed while he was in a tent in Iraq, Grantham University. Turns out that Grantham's been delivering affordable, relevant college and advanced degrees for over 65 years. Heck, if they can deliver a quality education to a soldier in a tent overseas, think about the flexibility Grantham can offer you so you can earn your degree too. It doesn't matter how complicated or full your life is, if getting a degree is on your bucket list, you'll want to do what my son did. You'll want to call Grantham. Find out how easy it is to get started on your education so you can check that college degree off your bucket list. Call Grantham right now. 800-910-0850. That's 800-910-0850. Flexible, affordable, relevant. Call 800-910-0850.
If you're suffering from hearing loss, stay tuned for a special offer from the makers of Listen Clear, a revolutionary hearing aid breakthrough designed by top audio engineers to fit your ear almost invisibly. Right now, you can try Listen Clear hearing aids absolutely free for 45 days. You can also qualify for free shipping and free batteries for life. Listen Clear hearing aids are so lightweight and comfortable, you can wear them all day long. They're practically invisible too, so others won't even notice you're wearing them. And the best part is, you'll be able to hear almost everything, everywhere. So do something about your hearing loss. Call Listen Clear now to get started with your 45-day risk-free hearing aid trial. This special offer won't be available for long, so call Listen Clear now.
800-716-4650. 800-716-4650. 800-716-4650. We're here 24 hours a day to help. That's 800-716-4650.
Biz Talk Radio.
Portions of today's show are brought to you by Tourism Ireland, celebrating Ireland's wild Atlantic way. Visit Ireland.com.
It's Travel with Stephanie Abrams.
I have Siobhan Byrne on the line with me. Her company is Adams and Butler. What is the website for Adams and Butler, Siobhan?
It's adamsandbutler.com, and it's A-N-D, so A-D-A-M-S-A-N-D-B-U-T-L-E-R.com.
Okay. Well, you can go to sabrams.com or travelers411.com, where you'll find click on directory, or just put in Adams and Butler. If you know how to spell Siobhan, put in Siobhan Byrne. And you'll get, or if go to sabrams.com, scroll down the homepage and look for the June 4th show, and you'll see her name. You can click on it, and from there you'll have links to their website and other relevant places you should know about. So I was interested in knowing, I didn't know that Chaim Herzog's family home is now a museum in Dublin. Where is that? What section of Dublin? Dublin what?
It's in Portobello. It's Dublin 6, but it's Portobello is the area.
I got it. I know exactly where that is. It's a beautiful neighborhood.
It is. It's lovely.
And there are these, is it one of those gorgeous townhouse kind of things with the big steps out front?
It isn't. Well, it's, they don't have big steps out front. It's sort of like, It's almost like terraced houses as well. It's not really those large Georgian houses.
Okay, so I've got a.
But they're nice terraced houses. Like there's terraced houses. Some of them have steps out front. Some of them have little basements. But they're not the Georgian type houses. A different type of house.
When you go there, is there a tour, or it's just open to view, and you march around by yourself, or what?
You march around by yourself as such, but there is someone there, like a caretaker who will, a curator who will take you around and who will give you information. So we can book a private tour, but regardless, you tend to get a private tour anyway.
Oh, very cool. Where else do you direct people when they are interested in Jewish heritage in Ireland?
We direct them to the cemetery in Fairview, which is very pretty. It's very sort of peaceful. And then what we would do is make sure that someone who's... There's two people who can do Jewish tours, and one would be Peter White, who you probably know, and then Pat Liddy. And Pat Liddy actually guided Queen Elizabeth when she went to Ireland, and one of his specialities is Jewish Dublin. And he can take you around the different, shops where they had the old name, which still hasn't been taken down, but the shop no longer exists and stuff like that. So it's quite interesting. And there's about 1,300 Jewish people who live in Ireland at the moment.
There are, there's a section in Glasnevin Cemetery. And Glasnevin in Dublin, it's about a 10 to 15 minute taxi ride from the heart of the retail shopping and hustle bustle of Dublin. Glasnevin was started by Daniel O'Connell because, Irish Catholic people who died, their families couldn't afford to bury them because there was a death tax, and to be buried in the churchyard of a Church of Ireland, which was Church of England, which was Protestant. And that caused all kinds of consternation. So one of the initiatives of Daniel O'Connell was to create a cemetery where Catholic people could bury their dead. But at the same time, he didn't want it to be exclusionary the way the Church of Ireland cemeteries were. So it was open to all faiths, and you can go. There's a visitor center there done by Mark Leslie. So if you're a frequent listener, you know who he is, and he's based in Dublin and has done a gajillion fabulous prize-winning visitor centers, including in Malta and all over Ireland. And... so when you come into the visitor center, the first thing you are struck by are the religious symbols of over 80 different religions that are represented by those who have passed who are buried in that cemetery. And there is a Jewish section in the cemetery, which, by the way, is where I want to be buried. Because I figure, you know, I have more friends in Ireland than I have anywhere else, so they'll come visit me. And I figure that graveyard's got to come to life in some amazing way at night. When the ghosts of the likes of Brendan Behan and all of the great writers and all of the political activists, and that's got to be something. You know, I have this kind of Walt Disney impression of what happens when the ghosts come to life. So, and what else would be on that trail?
Well, that's we do, when people tend to come to Ireland, we also can arrange for someone from the community to actually meet them.
Oh, nice.
Yeah. And we used to have someone, actually, Alan Benson, who is a beautiful, beautiful person, but unfortunately he passed away. And but people from the community will arrange to meet them. So we will ring someone up, and then they'll see if they're free and meet them. And then we've done things as well when we have families who are kosher, and we bring them into Ireland, like we had a takeover of Ballyfin. And we actually arranged for an Irish Mashgiach, am I pronouncing that correctly? Mashgiach?
All right.
To actually supervise preparation of the food. And then we bought new saucepans and everything, and we actually still have them with our name on them down in Ballyfin for our next kosher family.
Yeah, Ballyfin is a beautiful, elegant castle, manor house, estate.
I think it's the best hotel in Ireland. Now, to be honest, I love the Marion Hotel because... But Ballyfin is just a wonderful place to stay. You know, it's fantastic. They preempt what you want. Like when I was there one time, you know, they're not around, but then when you're looking for a plug, it's like they, you know, you're caught on camera. They come out and they know immediately that they can assist you. So it's lovely. They're just fantastic.
Yeah, well, you know, it is, it's a beautiful place. It's in a very remote location. A fun thing from there is you leave the grounds, you make a right turn until you come to Lepp Castle, which is spelled like Leap, L-E-A-P, but it's pronounced
and
Lepp.
And the most haunted castle.
Oh, and I forgot, Sean somebody. Is it Sean Ryan? Is that his name? Sean, go people to, go to sabrams.com or travelers411.com and put into the search box L-E-A-P Castle, Lepp Castle, and you'll get an interview with a wild and woolly people who live there. It's an amazing place. It feels like you are in a haunted place, and it's just down
the
road.
But people won't go there.
Pardon me?
We have people on ghost tours who won't go into the castle because they just sense there's something not good about it.
Oh, I don't know that it's not good. But it's very original. I mean, you know, we were there a couple of years ago. I doubt that they have done much since then. So, and they live in what feels like the 1600s inside. I mean, I'm not convinced they have running water on the inside. They probably do. But that's the feeling you get when you walk in the door. And they're doing their best to kind of preserve the place. But, you know, when you mentioned the Merion, in Dublin is a very contemporary, modern approach to what was four townhouses on, it's Upper Merion Square or something like that is the address. From the outside, it just looks like four townhouses. I mean, you really wouldn't know it's a hotel. Other than that, there's this little brass plaque that's about the size of a sheet of copy paper. And on it, it says the Merion. And it's a very swanky, upscale place, but it's very contemporary once you're inside. And I have to tell you, Siobhan, when you come to visit me, you will recognize at once that my bedroom is completely inspired by Lord Monk's suite at the Merion.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. It's that, you know, federal blue, like Wedgwood blue walls with the plates on the walls. And that's because I fell in love with Lord Monk's suite there. But it's very different from Ballyfin. And I have to, on behalf of all those amazing places that I would put in the category of best castle, manor house place to stay in Ireland, there's at least a dozen other places that ought to fit into that same category. So while I appreciate your opinion, I'm going to, on behalf of all those other places that I love and adore, that I hope you will take the time to learn about when my first travel guide finally comes out, 1001 Reasons to Visit Ireland. And we are hoping that it happens before the summer is over. So and I'll have lots of lists of places. But there are so many glorious, amazing, fairy tale places to stay in Ireland. And And many of them, you know, if you plan it far enough in advance, as Siobhan can tell you and assist you with, if you wanted to take the place over for a family or corporate event, chances are good you could make that happen. We're going to take a quick commercial break and come right back talking with Siobhan Byrne from Adams and Butler. Check out adamsandbutler.com while we're in the commercial break. But pay attention to the commercials. Don't leave me, Stephanie Abrams, here.
The same. Take my tip and give up the mining game. Hey, hey, everybody pick on me. Well, sell your shovel and your old long john. You can make a fortune writing Adam Faith songs. Hey, hey, everybody drink on me. One more time. Have a drink, have a drink, have a drink on me. Everybody have a drink on me.
It's time to see New York and save 15% with Amtrak. Take your next trip outside big city limits and see more of what New York has to offer. A world of natural beauty, culture, wineries, charming historic towns, outdoor adventure, and delicious locally sourced cuisine await you when you board your Amtrak train in New York City or anywhere along the Hudson Valley route to Albany and beyond, where a wealth of natural wonders await you. Choose from several Amtrak routes that reach all corners of New York State. Take in the beauty of Niagara Falls and Lake Placid or head for Montreal, all while taking advantage of your 15% savings while enjoying spacious seats, easy boarding, and free Wi-Fi. That's the comfort and convenience of traveling with Amtrak. After you book and save 15% on your next trip, visit NewYorkByRail.com for additional destination information to plan activities for your visit. Plan your Amtrak 15% savings getaway today. Restrictions and blackout dates apply. For details, visit Amtrak.com.
Tanglewood, the summer home of the Boston Symphony Orchestra, announces tickets for the upcoming season are now on sale. Maestro Andres Nelsons and world-famous guest conductors will lead the BSO in the music of Mozart, Ravel, Tchaikovsky, Schubert, Berlioz, and more. Conductor Nelsons will lead the BSO in 10 Tanglewood concerts, including opening night July 7th, as the orchestra presents Mahler's Symphony No. 2, Resurrection. Keith Lockhart and the Boston Pops will also highlight Tanglewood's opening and closing weekends with Sondheim on Sondheim and E.T. the Extraterrestrial in concert. And don't miss the Tanglewood Popular Artist Series, beginning with Natalie Merchant in July. Bring your family and friends to one of the most beloved music festivals in the world, this summer at Tanglewood. Order your tickets now. Call 888-266-1200, 888-266-1200, or visit tanglewood.org.
If you're over the age of 50 and considering buying an annuity in the next 60 days, I have some important news for you. Don't buy an annuity until you understand the pros and cons of annuities. A free book to help you maximize your retirement income from television host and three-time author Josh Melberg has been released. This book reveals little-known truths about annuity strategies in simple-to-understand terms. Grab a pen right now, because we are about to offer you this free book that unlocks the five little-known secrets we believe baby boomers and seniors should know before buying an annuity. Call 800-935-0752 now and you'll receive a free copy of Josh Milberg's book, Next Gen Annuity Strategies Revealed. As a bonus, we'll also send you a copy of The Number One Mistakes Retirees Are Making With Their Investments Today and a free DVD on how you can get up to 33% more income in retirement. Call 800-935-0752. That's 800-935-0752. Employees of J.D. Melberg Financial have the appropriate licenses for the products they offer.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-595-6619. That's 800-595-6619. Again, 800-595-6619.
Here's George Foreman with InventHelp.
Hi, I'm George Foreman. Do you have an idea for a new product or invention? People ask me all the time, George, how do I get my idea in front of companies? How do I get a patent? What do I do next? Do you have the same questions? I'll tell you like I'll tell them all. Call my friends at InventHelp.
Call InventHelp today for free information. InventHelp has been helping inventors for more than 30 years and has sales offices nationwide. InventHelp can submit your invention to companies who are interested in receiving new ideas. If you have an idea and want to try to patent it and submit it to companies, you should call InventHelp today for free information.
Listen, I can't guarantee a company will be interested in your idea, but I believe every inventor deserves the opportunity to step into the ring and take their best shot. Put InventHelp in your corner.
To get your free inventor's information, call 1-800-351-1453. That's 1-800-351-1453. Again, 1-800-351-1453.
Biz Talk Radio.
Stephanie Abrams Travel Show is brought to you by Amtrak. It's time to see New York and save 15% with Amtrak. Plan your 15% saving getaway today at Amtrak.com or ILoveNY.com.
It's Travel with Stephanie Abrams.
I am so happy to have Siobhan Byrne on the line with me. She is the head honcho, the visionary, the founder of Adams and Butler. Go to Adams and A&D, Adams and Butler. .com, and you can learn all about what they do. And what they do is customize the perfect trip for you. And if you're planning a trip to Ireland, you might want to check in with them, especially if you have, you know, some really special requirements and, you know, you're fastidious and, well, as my grandmother would say, you would be a pachetch. I have no idea what that literally translates to, but I think it's something like somebody who knows what they want, expects it, and isn't going to settle for less. And you can find that when you're working with Adams and Butler. So you mentioned also that sometimes people are interested in going on a kind of, I don't want to say an alcoholic binge, but more like a whiskey trail kind of an experience while they're in Ireland. And how do you do that?
Well, first of all, they would start in Dublin. And they would spend a few days here. Now, everyone knows about Gems and Whiskey, but we would tend to get people as well to visit Teeling's Distillery, which is a small distillery in Dublin, and it has a lovely pub feel about it when you finish the tour, and they still make whiskey there. So that's one of the places we would bring them to. Then, of course, we would visit Middleton down in Cork, which is outside of Cork City. They actually, which is quite interesting, Middleton Council have, during the times of the famine, the Choctaw Nation actually donated meal and corn to the Irish people.
Wow.
And this was just before their own Trail of Tears, when they went from Florida up to Oklahoma. So they donated, apparently, the amount they donated at the time was $171, and they, you know, this is as they were suffering themselves. So the Middleton Council actually erected a monument to them with large feathers. It's a beautiful monument down in the little village, or like small town of Middleton. And the Choctaw Nation, the chief, is actually coming over in June to dedicate the monument. But it's right beside the distillery as well, the Middleton Distillery. So that's another place we'd bring them. We'd also bring them up to Bushmills in Northern Ireland, and it's on the Atlantic coast, and that's the oldest distillery in Ireland. Just recently been bought by Cuervos Tequila, which is quite unusual.
Oh, no kidding.
I know, a tequila company owning a whiskey company. And so we would bring people there as well. And then another place they would like going to, where they do the Connemara whiskey. It's an oaked turf distillery. And, you know, the Connemara whiskey is usually, when you buy it, it's usually 25, 40-year-old one, and it has a beautiful smell and taste of turf. So we'd give them sorted. So they'd be the distilleries they would visit. And then we'd include other things, like actually visiting the home of the Jemison whiskey family.
Now, where is that?
Sorry?
Where is that?
That's on the Waterford Cork border. It's Turin House. It's called Turin House, and it's the ancestral home. So they would go in there, and they would have a private visit with usually one, two, or three of the sisters that are there, and they would have a glass of Jameson whiskey poured by the ninth generation Jameson whiskey family in the ancestral home. So people usually love having that as well. So we'd include those type of things in the tour. But usually when people want to do a whiskey trail or anything like that, they usually include other elements of visiting Ireland or Scotland as well when they're doing it. One thing we do in Scotland, which is quite interesting, is we can arrange for Charles MacLean, who's the founder of the Scotch Whisky Society in Edinburgh, to bring our clients in as his guests, and it's a members-only club. And often he'll bring them for private tasting to his home as well. And he's believed to be the world's leading expert in Scotch whisky, so people really enjoy that as well.
Well, there's a couple of things. The folks over, what is his name? Lord Mount Charles?
The Slane Castle now.
Yeah, Slane started about maybe 4 or 5 years ago, something like that, maybe 6 years ago. Slane Castle is quite a lovely place, and they also do weddings and whatnot there. But it's not a place you, unless something's happened, I spoke with them last, it's not a place you'd overnight, unless you were coming, you know, you were coming for a wedding or something at the castle. Then they would let out the space to do that. But they started making a Slane, S-L-A-N-E, named for the same town it's in, whiskey there. And I don't know, has it taken off at all?
Well, they had it in the airport. They were actually sort of doing a pre-launch at the airport just about 2 months ago, maybe just over a month ago, and people really, really liked it. So I think it's doing quite well.
Yeah, well, if you go to sabrams.com or travelers411.com, put in Slane, S-L-A-N-E. You probably don't even need to put in castle. It'll probably come up, but if you need it, put the word castle in. Also, when you're taking the Dublin-Galway Road, which people is like the New Jersey Turnpike or the Mass Pike, New Jersey Turnpike being between New York City and Delaware, and the Mass Pike being between Boston and Berkshire County in western Massachusetts. They're both pretty flat, pretty straight roads that take 2 hours for you to drive one end to the other. Well, the Galway-Dublin Road is just like that, except you've got Irish scenery on both sides of the road. And about halfway, I want to say it's just a little bit west of Athlone, which is probably exactly halfway between Dublin and Galway. You've got the town of Tullamore, and you'll see it very close to the highway. You can get off and visit, and that's where they make Tullamore Dew, and which is the preferred alcohol that goes into Irish coffee. And the largest customer for Tullamore Dew in America is the Buena Vista Cafe in San Francisco, right by where the cable car turns around on that turntable at the wharf in San Francisco. When you get off the cable car, put your back to the water and look up the hill half a block, and on the right side you'll see the Buena Vista Cafe. And if you go in there and order Irish whiskey, Irish coffee, the whiskey that goes in it is from Tullamore in Ireland and the Tullamore Distillery. We've plowed through the hour. I can't wait to see you again. Let me know, Siobhan, when you're coming to the U.S., and I'll do my best to catch up with you wherever you are. And we'll be back again at least once, maybe twice, before the year is over. So I hope to see you on the other side. And thank you for joining us this hour.
You're more than welcome. Thank you very, very much for having me.
It's been a pleasure. Come back next week. Gotta fly now.
A Apuco Bay, it's perfect for a flying honeymoon, they say. Come fly with me, let's fly, let's fly. Pack up, let's fly away.
The
opinions you hear on Biz Talk Radio are those of the hosts, callers, and guests, and do not necessarily reflect those of this station, Biz Talk Radio, its management, or advertisers. The information on Biz Talk Radio does not constitute a recommendation, offer, or solicitation to buy or sell any product or service. If you have any questions about Biz Talk Radio, contact us at 817-274-1609 or at biztalkradio.com.
Biz Talk Radio.